This morning, I would like to go through the kind of basic instructions for how we teach mindfulness at IMPRC, do it as a guided meditation. And of course, there's many variations on this, but it's nice to know kind of the basic, maybe as a reference point. It involves the principle that everything that occurs to you, anything that's an experience that you have, is something you can be mindful of. As I was introduced and started practicing Vipassana, when I realized that in theory, I could be mindful of any experience I had, I became really happy. Because I knew that in theory, I could be free everywhere. And so this idea that everything we humanly can experience can be, as it's happening in the present moment, can be something we hold in awareness. But rather than just let it be just whatever comes chaotically, it can be helpful to have some kind of grounding for doing that. And so the default is to be aware of breathing. It could be some other default, some other anchor, but with the breathing as the anchor, then if something else occurs, and let go of breathing and bring your attention to that other thing. And when it's no longer compelling, come back to the breathing or go to the next compelling thing. And so it's both a choicelessness and a choice. Choiceless in the sense that things occur and that they're unexpected and they become the object of attention. Choice in that then we choose to be with what's happening. It's kind of like the idea that you're happier if you want what you have rather than wanting what you don't have. We choose what's chosen us. And the analogy for this is that of a spider. Spider sits at the center of the web until something happens elsewhere on this web. And then the spider then goes out to investigate. And when it finishes whatever spiders do, investigating, it comes back to and sits at the center of the web again. And so but to make it kind of in the great big realm of all the things that we could be aware of, there are areas of aspects of what's happening that are actually very useful to ground ourselves in. So it's not just the one big buzzing chaos of things, but we can could go through these kind of mindfully, carefully. So if something happens besides breathing, you can ask yourself, how is this being experienced physically? How is this being experienced emotionally? How is this being experienced with our thoughts and beliefs and ideas and stories? So if there's a lot of thinking going on, then we ask ourselves about these other aspects of it. What's happening emotionally? What's happening physically with the thinking? What's happening with our breathing? If what's happening is emotional, you can ask yourself, what's happening physically with the emotion? What's happening with the breathing? What's happening with the stories and thoughts that we're maybe constructing in relationship to it. If it's the body that's loud and strong, how does that affect the breathing? What's the emotions connected to it? What are the thoughts? And if it's just the breathing, sometimes it's useful to notice what's happening in the body as we center and focus more on the breathing. What shifts and changes in the body support being present for breathing? What's happening emotionally, or mood, or as we stay with the breathing? If we get concentrated, it shifts and changes the emotional feelings in the body. How does it shift and change? As a way of supporting us to stay even more with the breathing. What are the thoughts and beliefs and stories that we bring along with breathing? Maybe many of them are not needed, but to see them and know them helps us to step out of their gravitational pull. This is not to make things complicated, but actually to make things simpler. To step away from the complexity of our reactivity and stories and agendas around our experience. And simply, simple way, matter-of-factly, know the breathing, the body, the emotions, the thoughts. An interesting word to add before everything that you're mindful of is to add the word just. Not to be dismissive of it, but to allow it to be simple. Just the breath. Just the sensations. Just an emotion. Just a thought. There's a way in which that kind of just this is very respectful of everything, because each thing is allowed to be itself, as itself. So we begin with breathing. The body breathes. And there are sensations associated with the inhale. The movements of the body. There are sensations connected to the exhale. Maybe there's a release, a letting go that happens with the exhale. Without any effort, really, maybe you can release, let go a little bit more fully to extend the exhale a second or two. At the end of the exhale, maybe there can be a momentary pause. And then allow the inhale to occur. Receiving the inhale. Receiving the sensations of breathing in the belly or the chest or the nose. Top of the inhale, let there be a gentle release for the exhale. If you let the inhale be a little bit longer than usual, maybe by half a second even, just the release might be a little bit more full, fuller release in the exhale. You're feeling the sensations of breathing. What's happening in your body around those sensations? Is there any feeling of calmness or spaciousness, softening that happens in your body? Just be on the edges of breathing. Or is there a tightness and resistance? Whatever it is, be aware of it simply. It's all okay. If you open your awareness wider as you're breathing, is there any emotion in your body, mood or attitude that seems connected to the experience of breathing?
Yeah.
Does that emotion or mood support you to be with the breathing or make it more difficult? Either way, for a few minutes, breathe with the emotions and moods that are present. Let the breathing and the emotions be each other's companions, breathing through or with. And as you're breathing mindfully, is there any thinking going on that supports mindful breathing? Or is the thinking you have detracts from mindful breathing? Are you telling yourself stories about the breathing? What should happen? What you're supposed to happen? What's not happening? Is thinking quiet and subtle in the background? If thinking detracts from breathing, maybe you can think about the breathing in a quiet, peaceful voice. Thinking instructions about feeling and sensing breathing. And if something becomes more compelling than breathing, you can let go of your breathing and recognize whether it's primarily physical, emotional, or cognitive. And allow yourself to be mindful, clearly aware of that. Calmly knowing the different characteristics of this experience in terms of breathing, body sensations, emotions and thoughts. Allowing yourself to be aware of it all in a way that promotes peace and calm, clarity, simplicity, with just this. And as you meditate, as a meditator, are you more focused on being the doer of meditation, or more on allowing the meditative experience to occur? If you've been a doer, see what it's like to shift to allowing and receiving. And as you allow and receive, notice how things are, breathing and body, emotions, thoughts. If you're more allowing, maybe you can try to be a teeny bit more the doer, a little bit more active to show up for your experience. And in the idea of being aware of all experiences, from time to time it's good to be mindful of the experience of being aware as you're mindful. Is there any sensations in your body associated with that? Slightly tense, slight pressure. A pushing with awareness. Narrowing. Or is there an opening, expansiveness? A calm that then how you're aware. Are there thoughts and belief that come along with being mindful that support the mindfulness or undermine it? Maybe very subtle beliefs. Maybe beliefs that are not necessary. As you're aware, might your awareness be more on the being for things, wanting things, on the more the side of being against things, not wanting it? Or can you be simple? Just being with things, neither for nor against. Centering yourself on your breathing. Calmly letting go as you exhale. Let go of thoughts, desires. And as you let go into the exhale, into the body breathing. Receiving the inhale. A gentle rhythm of receiving and letting go as you breathe. There is a way by which we understand that all that's ever happening is breathing, sensations, emotions, attitudes, thoughts, cognitive movements, and wanting and not wanting. Whatever else there is in our experience, direct experience, is an elaboration of those. A combining of those in complicated ways. In this practice, we're returning to where the building blocks are, where it all begins. Here, now, always a new beginning. So you might want to continue gently, steadily with the practice today. Maybe experimenting with allowing whatever is occurring for you to be the valid place of practice, calm or agitated, quiet mind, busy mind, whatever it is, it's all equally the stuff of practice. And maybe these like four areas might be useful to kind of help you stay simple and relaxed and not entangled with experience, but doing the disentangling to the building blocks of breathing, sensations, emotions, thoughts, and wanting and not wanting. And then this afternoon, you might be nice for you to take, especially if you're new to these retreats, to take a little bit of time to not practice. Maybe have tea on the deck and look out across the sky. Maybe walk the forest, maybe skipping a sitting. Because this is the last day, and it's nice to kind of a little bit begin to come out of the retreat mode this last day, so it's a little more gentle, the transition. We're leaving tomorrow. And we'll talk more about the ending at the Dharma talk. And may you have a wonderful day. And if it's not wonderful, may you value being mindful of the unwonderful. you.